probably a little stressed out. It's exam week. I can't believe that the first semester of this academic school year is coming to a close. Joining us right now is the Executive Director of Instructional Services at the Port Huron Area School District, Catherine Woolman. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning.
Where has the first half of this school year gone?
It's flown by. It's incredible.
It has, absolutely. As I mentioned, it's exam week, and so that means that Records Day is coming up, right?
Yes. So our high school students have half days. Today, Wednesday, and Thursday, they're taking exams in the morning, and then they have no school on Friday so that their teachers can do Records Day or do their records. Our elementary students also have a half day on Friday because their teachers have professional development in the afternoon. Right.
And then next week starts up a brand new semester.
We start fresh, clean slate next week. Hopefully it's a little bit warmer.
That would be nice. You've got a big deal coming up later this week, an open house at Northern.
We do. Tomorrow night, we have the Port Huron Northern open house at 6:30. We're very excited to reveal to the community all the new features of the building, in particular the new STEAM labs that were built. And we're also going to be talking to the community about our new partnership with Wallbank Springs.
That's a big deal. We've talked to Jamie about that when he was in earlier. But just kind of remind us what that partnership will entail.
So the partnership really was developed out of, you know, a shared vision between Chris Wallbanks and Jamie Kane and their mutual respect for each other to make sure that we were providing an opportunity for our students to apply what they were learning outside of the classroom. And so this partnership brings the expertise of the staff at Wallbanks into our classroom, and it gives our students a chance to go outside of the classroom and practice what they're learning.
Yeah, that's exciting. STEAM, for those of us that aren't in education and don't really know exactly what that means, what is STEAM and what is a STEAM lab?
Okay, so STEAM is an acronym. It stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. And the STEAM lab, it's an addition that we built onto Port Huron Northern and Port Huron High. They broke ground in the last couple of weeks. So anyone who drives by, the work you can see at Port Huron High is the new STEAM lab there. But what we did is we built some state-of-the-art classrooms where students are able to work a very hands-on in a very modern environment that mimics a workplace environment. So all the flexible furniture is flexible so they can work individually or they can group up. And they have they have the space to build scale models. They have the space to do, if you're in the biomedical program, for example, they have the space to do some forensic investigation, things like that.
This is a big change in education because it used to be you had rows of desks and everybody sat at their desk and they sat there all day and took notes and took tests and everybody did it the same way for years. And it doesn't mimic what being at work is like at all, does it?
No, the way that you and I went to school was exactly that. Rows, everyone did the same problems on the same day, and you didn't talk. And then we went to the work environment where everything is done. Typically, you're on teams or in groups, and you have to collaborate with other people to get your end result. And so as you walk through any of our buildings that have the flexible furniture now, hopefully that's the environment you will see. You'll see students working together in groups. You'll see students working at their own pace, having the chance to be creative so that end product is truly reflective of multiple individuals, not just one.
And yet still being held accountable for learning the material.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So, for example, in our new STEAM programs, our engineering program, you'll see students working on CAD. So you'll see 30 students, but none of their laptops will have the same project going on. They're all working at a different aspect of that project. And then at some point, they will come together in a group, and they'll decide how to put all their individual pieces together just like you would see in a workplace environment.
Employers have got to look at this and say, well, this is great. This is preparing these kids for the jobs that we will have available for them in just a few years.
Part of the reason this STEAM programming was selected was we were getting feedback from the business community that our students were not graduating with the skills they needed. They needed them to be able to work in teams. They needed them to be able to communicate what they were doing. They needed them to be more familiar with the workplace expectations. And so part of selecting this program was we're hoping to graduate students who are more prepared and can enter our local workforce and contribute.
Well, and this agreement with PJ Wallbank is a perfect example of that, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is.
We're going to hear next month from the superintendent, Jamie Kane, his annual State of the Schools address, right?
Yes. His State of the District is on February 22nd at 9 a.m. And we're excited to be able to do it in our brand new Early Childhood Center this year. This is his fourth annual State of the District, and it's really an opportunity. We invite in the business members of the community, those who participate with the chamber in particular, and it's really a chance for us to let them know what's happening in the schools. He sends out a weekly address that goes to staff, it goes to parents, it goes to community members who want it, but this is our chance to really talk to the business leaders about what's happening in our district, What are we doing with the funding that's coming in, and how can they participate to help us do better for our students?
Yeah, they're the entire community's schools, right?
Yes.
Yeah, good stuff. Catherine, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck with all those exams out there. Good luck
the
to
students,
all of our
thank you.
Students. Yeah, absolutely. It's 9:47 now here on WPHM.